Off-road vehicles have been a thorn in the side of Marble residents for almost a decade. Since 2013, the amount of OHVs on local roads has increased, bringing a general negative impact on the quality of life in Marble. John Armstrong is a Marble Valley resident and president of the Crystal Valley Environmental Protection Association.
A health hazard with dust and fumes and noise, as well as a safety concern for certainly the Marble residents and anybody else traveling that road, high country access users and the like.
In 2015 and again in 2018, despite public outcry, Gunnison County commissioners signed resolutions allowing OHVs on County Road 3 east of Beaver Lake to the bottom of Daniels Hill near Marble.
The Gunnison County Commission several years ago drew up an ordinance without any period of public input or meetings or anything, as they have stated in the resolution that they felt it was in the best interest of the public to allow the OHVs access on the county road from Marble to the foot of Daniels Hill, which is right by Beaver Lake. That has proved increasingly problematic.
Residents have taken their complaints to the Marble Town Council. In 2018, the Lead King Loop Steering Committee was formed to work with the U.S. Forest Service on management solutions. But so far, according to Armstrong and other residents, OHV traffic continues to create problems. Now, Gunnison County is ready to sign yet another resolution allowing OHV use on County Road 3, stating, quote, "The public has historically used all-terrain vehicles, off-highway vehicles, and utility terrain vehicles on that certain portion of County Road 3, a.k.a. the Marble Road, beginning at the town limits at Beaver Lake to the top of that area known as Daniels Hill," end quote. What this new resolution neglects to point out, however, is that the so-called historic use of off-road vehicles on a section of that road has been illegal. Here's why. Both of the earlier county resolutions overlook the fact that OHVs have never been legal on a small stretch of County Road 3 from the bottom of Daniels Hill to the top of the hill, where the road forks into U.S. Forest Service roads. Armstrong calls it the missing link.
When the missing link, the Daniels Hill component of the resolution, was exposed several weeks ago, SVEPA wrote to the commissioners and said that this was not only an opportunity to correct what we feel is an egregious resolution, that being the allowance of these off-highway vehicles on that section of road, but we feel that it's incumbent upon the commission to correct that now.
In an April 26th letter to the Gunnison County Commissioners, Marble resident Greg Staple explains that the portion of County Road 3 going up Daniels Hill was not covered by previous county resolutions, and that because it is a public road, under state law, OHV use is strictly prohibited. KDNK found that according to Colorado Revised Statute 3314.5108, ATVs are not allowed on any public roadway, highway, or street in the state, except in emergency situations or for agricultural purposes. John Armstrong believes that Gunnison County commissioners have an opportunity to get the resolution right this time.
There's a lot of components, but I really feel like that Gunnison Commission is a good board and ultimately will do the right thing. So time will tell.
Gunnison County did not return calls to KDNK for this story. The county announced Saturday that today's meeting agenda would devote 5 minutes to the resolution without public comment. But late Monday, the county reversed that decision to include public comment. The discussion of the resolution begins around 9:40 this morning. The Zoom link can be found at the Gunnison County website. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.